at the 8th line down. Mishemar Boaz Kenim. See that? Mishemar Boaz Kenim. Name of four elders, Amr, they said. Let's say it's Shabbos after Yontif, Yontif after Shabbos. And let's say your Eruv is consumed on there's an Eruv Tchumen. So your Eruv is, you made an Eruv Tchumen for the first day, right? And then the next day it got eaten up. So Anachal, the first day got eaten up, and then was not around for the second day. So, what? You ate it yourself, could be even. Yeah, and animals ate it also, would be the same idea. So Anachal Ruv Rishon, Hareyu Kibnei Yiru, on the second day, then he's like the other people of a city. In other words, he doesn't have an additional 2,000 amos because he had no Erev Tchumen the second day. Rav Chuna b'shem Rava Mar, Rav Chuna b'shem Rava Loch Gar Boskei, Loch is like these four elders. Now, Rav Chista boy, Rav Chista asks, aha, Mechav v'shita, said Rav, seems to be a contradiction in Rav, because Taman over there, in this case of Erev Tchumen, Wavad Shtei Kedula, Shtei Kedushos, he's making Yontav Shabbos as if they're two separate Kedushos, meaning that you can have an Erev Tchumen split, one for the Yontif and one for the Shabbos, or vice versa, one for the Shabbos and one for the Yontif, right? But here, Wavala Kedusha Achas, but here he makes it like one Kedusha, where by us, the Spalgun, we have our Machlokas here. We mentioned the last week at the end of the day, Shorei B'Sila, if you have leftover wicks, which you lit Shabbos candles from, and there's a Yontif on Sunday, so then those Shorei B'Sila from Shabbos till Sunday, Shorei Medura are leftover logs from a Medura, if it's the other way around, from Yontif to Shabbos, Shorei Shemen Shukavu B'Shabbos, no, also from Shabbos to Yontif, he made a bonfire Erev Shabbos, it was left over for Yontif, Shorei Shemen Shukavu Shabbos, so we have leftover oil from a candle which burnt on Shabbos, mildly can be also allowed to light them on the Yontif, which is immediately adjacent there too, on Sunday. So in that case, Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Tarvayo, Omri, they both said, Osir. So we see the Rav holds that the 2 days when they attach to each other, Sunday is the Yontif, following the Shabbos, they're all one Kedusha. So therefore, the wicks and logs, which became Osir on Erev Shabbos because they were burning in a bonfire or in a candle, remain Osir throughout Shabbos and Yontif. So how then can you say that vis-a-vis Erev Tchumen, you can divide a day in two? It makes no sense. How can you reconcile that on the one end, you say that you can make the Erev Tchumen two separate days, but here you say in terms of Mukta, it's Mukta for both days. So the truth is, the Gemara is not going to give an answer to this, but in the meantime, the Gemara slips into a further discussion of the Wick case. Vam Rabbi Mona Kukuma Rabbi Yudan Ma Avchon L'Psila Gavi Beitz. This really is something which is not relevant to our discussion right now, but we discussed this last week. What's the similarity between Psila and Beitza? In other words, the people, last week they wanted to make comparison. Just like the Psila is also for both days, so the egg is also both days. How do you know there's a comparison in the truth between the two? Since he saw the Rabbanan comparing one to the other, Adamras teaches us he adah, they're both similar cases. Again, that's not relevant to us. The bottom line is that there is no reconciliation here. There's no clear cut answer. There's no answer at all for Rav. The Rav on the one hand holds by Tchumen, we divide up the days one from the other, but by Psilios, whatever is also at the beginning of the day, is also for the rest of the days. Of course, one could give all sorts of svaras. One could say that perhaps the Mukta of Psilo is different than Tchum, because Tchum, you have to be Kona something, so you have to be Kona each day, but Mukta is not, just bars you from using it. I know, you can give all sorts of chilukim, but the Yerushalmi itself doesn't bother giving an answer. Now, as it says, Yerushalmi, Hakol modim benashrin shein osir. Nashrin is stuff which falls off a tree on Shabbos. Everybody agrees that is osir, regardless. Now that's the case. Rabbi Bumbarachim, Kabbalkum, Rabbi Zera, ma ben nashrin, ma ben beitim. It seems that even Beis Shammai, who allows you to use an egg which is laid on Shabbat, on Yom Tov, does not allow you to use, let's say, fruit which fell off a tree on Yom Tov. What's the difference between the two? So Rabbi Boom Barachia, I just read that. So it says, what I tell you, Ilu Noshin Bi Moseim Shema Einan Yisurin. Well, let's look at it. Where did the Noshin, where did the fruit which fell off the tree come from? A tree. A tree is also, you know, have to climb up a tree, now they'll break branches from a tree, so the tree is also, therefore whatever falls off the tree is also, because you might go up and snap off a branch. Ilu Beitzim, but the eggs, being the same when they're in their mothers, Shammai and Mutar, so they're not Mutar, in other words, the eggs come from hens, based on Shammai, as far as that eggs come from hens. Hens themselves are Mutar to slaughter and eat, right? So therefore the eggs are Mutar. Suppose the stuff which falls off a tree, the stuff on the tree is also, right? So therefore, when it falls off the tree, it remains also. Ask, well, okay, if that's the case, fine. Let's ask Kash according to Beis Hillel, okay? Me'ata, no, to be on to chel b'shabbes, b'shabbes el te'el chel b'yontev. Look, even Beis Hillel agrees. Beis Hillel in our Mishnah says an egg which is laid on Yom Tov is Osir, but the next day on Shabbos will be Mutzer, or vice versa. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, why should be Mutzer? If Beis Hillel, this is a little bit of a complex question, Beis Hillel obviously doesn't look at the fact that the hen is Mutzer and therefore the egg should be Mutzer, because Beis Hillel looks at the chicken and the egg as being two distinct entities. Well, if he doesn't look at the chicken and the egg as being one entity and therefore being mutter, so that must mean that he has some gezera, which he holds forbids the use of the egg, despite the fact that it comes from a mutter hen. Well, if that's the case, and we've said already, according to several opinions, when a Shabbos follows Yom Tov follows Shabbos, it's all one long kedusha, and that's why, for example, the wick, which is also an Erev Shabbos, remains also till after Yom Tov 2 days later. So let the egg, which is born laid on Shabbos, be also on Yom Tov, or if it's laid on Yom Tov, let it be also on Shabbos. Amar Leisa said, no, I don't like that one bit. Kav Amar Leisa said to him, Bikini, should be like that. Lo dayach shechmarto leh shosarto. Shem know the biyotlo tzechel biyontiv is not bad enough that you forbade that if it's laid on yontiv you can't eat on yontiv. B'shabbes yotochel b'shabbes, if it's laid on Shabbos you can't eat it on Shabbos. Elisha mevakish la'achmir le shimnolda biyontiv tzechel b'shabbes. B'shabbes yotochel biyontiv, you want to be so machmir that not only do you want to go beyond what you want, now you want Asher on that self same day, like Beis Hillel said, you want to go beyond it and Asher on the next day, that doesn't make any sense. Now, the truth is that the Gemara doesn't explain why this should be the case, but the Korban Adam and Moshe explain that you misunderstand Beis Hillel. What he's really saying is misunderstand Beis Hillel. You think that once it's born late on one of those 2 days are also because they're all one unit. And for those 2 days, Shabbos after Yom Tov, Yom Tov after Shabbos, something has to be prepared from before Shabbos or Yom Tov began, whichever came first. That's not the reason Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel's reason is a different reason. They hold anything which is born or late or created on a day is also for that day. The next day it'll be Mutter. So they were never so machmir on a Beis Hillel. By psila, by the wick, let's say, it's not a question of noilat, right? It's a question of true muktza. So there it becomes also on Erev Shabbos, remains also throughout Shabbos and Yom Tov. But by noilat, which is something which really was prepared from before Shabbos and Yom Tov, because it was fully formed in its mother's innards, but nevertheless, since it's born or late on Shabbos Yom Tov, it's prohibited, that doesn't carry over to the next day. Now, in this vein, Rabbi Yirmiyah has a question like this. Iturei Sukkah, the decorations of a Sukkah. Mahen, what's their status on Shmini Atzeres? So Rabbi himself came and he answered. Amar said, "Kol shivei b'tenel agar b'sukkah, for all 7 days noy sukkah, the decorations of sukkah are forbidden." Right, because they're muktzah for the mitzvah of sukkah. You can't get any other benefit for them. Mikan ve'ech, but on the end, from there on in, from after the 7th day is over, from Hoshana Rabbah's, from the time Hoshana Rabbah is over, meaning on the 8th day, be'echin on hein, they're prepared for usage. You can use them. Rabbi Yisrael said, Koshiva, Kedusha Sukkah Chalem, all 7 days they're holy because they're put, or they're muktzah, because they're connected to the sukkah. Mikan ve'elach, on the 7th, on the 8th day, Kedushas Yontif Aleim. Now they became Kedush because of Shmini Atzeres. Now why is that? In Eretz Yisrael, they don't see the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. What it means is, like the Mefarshim explained here, since Bein HaShmashos, in the twilight time between the 7th and 8th day, if you wanted to sit in the sukkah, you would have to sit in the sukkah. So the sukkah is still suitable for the mitzvah, misafek, right? So therefore, miko diskatzoy le ben hashmashos, diskatzoy le kula yoyma. Since the noy sukkah became also for that ben hashmashos period, it remains also for the wall of yontif, right? Wall of yontif meaning the 8th day. So therefore, it's clearly also on the 8th day as well. And that's really what we're saying by the psila, by the wick. Getting back to the wicks which you start and the logs which you started to put into your fire on Erev Shabbos, and now they're also going to be also on Sunday as well, is because since in the twilight time between Shabbos and Sunday Yontif, they were also misafek, so therefore migul diskatzoy ben hashmashos became also for that twilight between Shabbos and Sunday, they remain also for all of Sunday. That's not the case by the Beitzah. Because the Beitz is a whole different type of case. It's not muktzah for the entire 24 hours of Shabbos. You know, if I put it in a lumdish way, I would say that which is muktzah is set aside for all 24 hours of Shabbos. And therefore, for the next Bein HaShmashos between Shabbos and Sunday, if Sunday is the Yontif, it's Osir, so it's Osir for Sunday as well. Muktzah is not Osir for all 24 hours, it's Osir because an event occurred on this day. Meaning it became nolad on this day. The next day it's going to be mutter. So therefore, Bein HaShmashos, it's not osir, because it's no longer, it's not a question of muktzah, it's a question of a new type of issa called nolad on the day it's laid or born. So therefore, basically, we'll say the next day it's mutter for sure. Now, says the Gemara, Ma asumisha, what could he ask? He could have asked Kasha like this. Yontif Shechal Yos Erev Shabbos, what if Shmini Atzeres comes on an Erev Shabbos? So it's also a Shmini Atzeres because of the Bein HaShmashos between the 7th and 8th day. What about now from Shmini Atzeres to the following Shabbos which comes after it? Or Chutzlars to Simchas Torah, the same idea. Commander Mashtei Kedusha, same, like the Bein which holds the two separate Kedushas, of course it's Mutter. Because Shmini Atzeres is only also because it was the suffix of the 7th day, right? During Bein HaShmashos, being discerned between the 7th and 8th day. Rabbi Shmini Atzeres of Astora, or Shmini Atzeres in the Shabbat that follows it, there's no room to have such a suffix. However, according to Bein HaShmashos, it's one more Kedusha that one in fact can make the case that once it became also Shmini Atzeres evening, it continues to remain also throughout that day, Shmini Atzeres, of course, and beyond that into the Shabbos which follows it, or Chutzlars Simchas Torah, the Gemara does not resolve the question. And the Yusha, and the Bavli says it's Mutter. Bavli says the Shmini, say 8th day, which is it's Osir, but not the 9th day, meaning Simchas Torah, or I shouldn't say that. And all in Eretz Yisrael, now in Chutzlars it's Osir, because on the 8th day we do sit in the Sukkah. Right, so it's on Eretz Yisrael, the 9th day. It's not also by Noah because of the 8th day. Okay, right. Eretz Yisrael is right, Simchas Torah. So therefore, that day, Simchas Torah is also because the Bein HaShmashos between Hoshana Rabbah and Simchas Torah answers it. But if Shabbos comes out afterwards, right, then first day we wouldn't ask because we pass the two separate Kedushos. Right, you're right. It's obviously not some cluster in Eretz Yisrael ninth day, right? It's a good point. Okay. Veishamai Omrim, Sorek Zayis. Veishamai says, that the sourdough, the prohibition on Pesach is kezayis. Sourdough you can't eat. Sourdough is just something which is a starter for fermenting doughs. It's bacteria, right? It's a catalyst or the enzyme, whatever it's called. The chametz kosevis, the shear of chametz, which is a kosevis, it's a larger shear, the size of a date. Resumim sevis have a kosevis, they hold that both shearim are kosevis here to basilis machmir. Rabbi Zikim Shem Rabbi Yisim, Rabbi China said, lo shear al biuro. So they only tell you about what the shear is that you have to eradicate from your house. Ola achilo, but in terms of eating, the shear is a kezayis, right? In other words, you transgress already if you eat a kezayis of either one of them. Rabbi Yehudah said, "Bein biuro, bein lachilo kezayis." Yep, both for beer and achil, the shear is kezayis. Now, why you have to tell me that the shear is the same for the beer and for the achila? He's going basilo. He's saying that don't think that basilo goes down a notch since basilo says it was more machmir than beishamai. By in terms of beer, and says that chametz is a kezayis. You have to eradicate chametz the size of kezayis, whereas Beis Shammai said it's chametz the size of kosevis. So I might say, since Beis Hillel holds Beis Hillel might agree that sor is always more chomer than chametz, and say that by sor you're chayv even if it's less than a kezayis, like even if you ate less than a kezayis. So as Beis Hillel would say, the beer of Soar maybe is a kezayis. Maybe chayv if you eat even less kezayis, because we see that Soar is more stringent. So therefore, the Gemara had to tell us that regardless, there's no lesser shear for which you're chayv less than kezayis, neither for beer nor for achila. Come right, Mona Rabbi Chizkia. So Rabbi Mona got up with Rabbi Chizkia. Amar Lein, he said, in other words, he started a conversation with him. Amar Lein, he said, min hein shama rav hoda milsa. From where did you hear the statement? Amar Lein, he said, min rabbi avo. I have to say, rabbi avo. Amar Lein, he said, vav anon armin rabbi avo, v'she rabbi yochan. We, in fact, also said, in name rabbi avo, name rabbi yochan, ben libior ben lachila kezayis. That Soor, both for beer and for achila, she is kezayis. The low cane, because if it wasn't kezayis, so it's for soy, we chayv even less than a kezayis. Nisnei shloshim v'sheva kriso b'torah, then there'd be a 37th kriso in Torah. The Gemara Masech, the kriso says, the 36 krisos in the Torah, you get kriso for 36 things. One of them is something that eats chametz on Pesach. So if you're going to say Soor has a different shear, then you should have a 37th thing, which is eating Soor on Pesach, which is separate shear and chametz. So it must be they're both the same shear, and that's why, since they're both the same shear, then it's not enumerated as a separate 37th krisus there in Masechta krisus. Hashogri chayv of yontif. Some of you eat who slaughters a chaya or an oaf on yontif, both of which require kisui adam. Basically, you have to cover the blood after you shecht it. Beishamai reim yach por bedeker. Beishamai says you have to dig with a pick the yichas and get dirt and cover the blood of the animal or the bird. Beitzomim lo yishkot. You should not shecht. Only can a yolo offer miuchon unless you had dirt which is prepared for this purpose before yontif. Modim, but if they concede, im beisil concedes sheim shachat. Did Yeviv, did Shech, Sheyach Bor Bedeker, you should dig down with a pick, Yechase, and you should cover the blood. Now, the Gemara is going to make clear that that's only if you already had that pick stuck in the ground, and the ground was soft. Because if you actually have to, start digging and softening the ground on Shabbos, that's also because of Choresh. This is only if it's already dug down, it's already sitting in the ground, and the ground's very soft underneath it. Now, the Mishnah gives another alternative, She'efer Akira Muchon, which really is a separate statement, means to say that if a person has ashes from a stove, then a person could use that because that's considered to be Muchon, and that could be used for the purpose of Kisui Dam as well. Rabbi Chiyah B'Sher Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm a vassal and available yontif and a lokum. Somebody cooks an available, somebody cooks a non kosher food on yontif, he doesn't get malchus. Shutim yikar bishul yontif, since the bishul is mutar yontif, tzarechol nefesh, so therefore any type of cooking doesn't, although it's usher, does not get you malchus. You don't get flogged for it. Rabbi Shimon lokasham reloike. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you do get flogged. That which is mutter, the cook is only that which you can consume, and of course no Jew can consume forbidden foods. Hasty Rabbi Barbar Memelah, Rabbi Yochan, say you don't get malchus. Me'ata choresh b'yontif ain't a loke. Let's say that somebody who plows on yontif doesn't get malchus, even though he's out in his field and plowing. Because we see in our mission that you're allowed to plow in order to get dirt for Kisui Adam. Because he told when it says, but he still says, but the Evan, you can get dirt, that means Mamish, you can dig dirt. Right? So we see that plowing is Mutzer for the Torah Kamitzah. So let's say you don't get Malkus, even did it as an Avera. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Hila said no. Lohucha Charisha Kedarka. That which they matir, it's true, they are matir taking dirt, if you forgot, but only if it was already was soft dirt and the pick was already in the ground. True plowing, they never allowed on Shabbos, or on Yontif. Rabbi Shimon Yomer, Kum Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yila said, to Rabbi Shimon, another alternative. Could be our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Amar Achia Tzara, Beguva Shodavar. Shimon says, Malacha Shen Tzuch Lagufa is Potter. You do Malacha not for the purpose of the Mishkan, you're exempt. So in the Mishkan, they didn't dig holes to get out. They dug holes in order to plow. They didn't dig holes in order to get the dirt out of the hole, right? So you have to get that dirt out of the hole for Kisei Adam. That's considered to be a Malacha Shen Tzuch Lagufa, not the purpose of the Mishkan. That's why our Mishnah allows you to do that, because you're not doing it for the purpose of softening the ground and preparing it for planting, which would be Harisha, some other purpose. So even though the act is the same act, it's a Malacha Shein Tzich L'Gufa, it's not being done for the purpose of the Mishkan, so therefore it's permissible. Come, Rabbi, but any other type of Harisha, of course, you get flogging, because then you're actually doing it for the land itself. Come, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yachos, Rabbi Yosi, came to start a conversation with Rabbi Yachos. Amalei, so he said, Atah, Marta, Oda, Milsa. Would you say this? Lokein, Amar, Rabbi Yochan, and Rabbi Yochan say, Divir, Amir, Kor, Amir, Asrim, V'arba, Dvorim, Yichulei, Beisham, Yichulei, Beisov, Ezeach, Mem. But Amir said, there are 24 things of which Beisham is making, Beisil is Makhler, and this is one of them, this thing of Kisei Adam. Well, if that's the case, our Mishnah got to be Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Shimon. How can you say Mishnah Rabbi Shimon? No, we should say it's 23 according to you, because it's not Rabbi it's Armish the Rabbi Meir. Ella, maybe you want to say Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Shneim, Dover, Amru, Dover, Echor. Maybe you'll say, well, that Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon both say the same thing, and therefore Armish is going both like Rabbi Shimon says, Melch Shein, Zuhu, Kufu, is Mutter, and like Rabbi Meir who holds like Rabbi Shimon. Says, well, that's no good, because look inside my memory, didn't we say elsewhere, not in our sugya, didn't we say Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon's name on Mudav Rechon, says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon are both of the same opinion, that Melach HaShem and Tzrich L'Gufa, Melach not done for the purpose of Mikdash Mutter. And if Rabbi Yosef was a member of that club, which held that Melach HaShem and Tzrich L'Gufa is Mutter, Neymar should say Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Shlosh them on Mudav Rechon. Why is that mentioned there in Masechet Shabbos? So it must be that our Mishnah is not necessarily going like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Meir agrees to it, and Rabbi Meir doesn't necessarily agree to Rabbi Shimon. Ella, rather, Milan the Tzrichin L'Rabbanon, that which the rabbis had unclear, Pshita L'Chon is obvious to you, Pshita L'Rabbanon, that which the rabbis had clear, Tzrichin L'Chon. By you, it's not clear. What do we mean? Katzar Torah Chasavim. If somebody harvested for the purpose of the grass, in other words, he wanted to take grass or weeds really more properly out of the ground in order to use them as fuel. So chay mishum kotzer, you're chay because you harvested. Veino chay mishum shumiyat. I'm sorry, you weren't weeding. Apologize. That's coming up later. You're only taking the grass as fuel. So katzen tzorach hasharim yuchay mishum kol tzirchay because of harvesting. Ve'en uchay mishum b'shum yapis on karki, not chay because you weeded the ground. We don't look at your weeding because your intent was to harvest for the purpose of gathering the grass. Your intent was not to weed. So you're chay because of harvesting, you're not chay because of weeding. That's not a question by us. We didn't have to even ask that. Ella, it says lo, but it should be Ella. Kotel iapus sakarka. What happens if you harvested with the intent of weeding your land? Maushi chay mishum kotzer mishum mishum yapus sakarka. I chay because A, you are kotzer, and B, you are miyapus sakarka. You made your land better as well. Now, the Gemara said these rabbis who asked this question clearly can't ask this question according to Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Shimon, obviously you can't be chayev on being miyapis a karka on beautifying the land, because that's a melacha shein tzirich legufa. In the Mishkan, they never harvested in order to beautify the land, in order to weed. They harvested because they need to harvest stuff, right? They didn't do that, so therefore it's not. Obviously, the Rabbanan don't hold of Rabbi Shimon, right? They're asking this question, right? And says, well, I feel the same Rabbi Shimon. Even if I say the corner of Rabbi Shimon, it's not a question. Oh, this is although the language, I feel the same Rabbi Shimon, he literally means, even if I say it's going like Rabbi Shimon, what it really means here, even if I say it's the corner of Rabbi Shimon, it's not a question. Ram Rabbanan, mikoma koma rei choresh, mikoma koma rei kotzar. The question is corner of Rabbanan, corner of Rabbi Yehuda, that, listen, you did Harisha, you did Katsira, maybe you're high because of both. Now, I want to point out, I heard, or have seen, I don't remember where, but I haven't seen in a long time, that the Yerushalmi doesn't hold the concept of Sikresha by Shabbos. And this seems to be a proof for that. Because if the Yerushalmi held the concept of Sikresha, it's obviously you're chayev because of weeding. Because it's Sikresha, right? You're definitely weeding. But the question is, you weren't weeding as a weeder, right? You were harvesting. You had a secondary intent to weed your land. So that the Yerushalmi asks whether that's considered to be sufficiently mechayev you, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is that considered to be sufficient intent, the fact that you had a secondary intent to do your land, or is that to be that the, only on your primary intent were mechayev you? But of course, if you hope Sikresha is also, then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no question. Specifically, according to Rabbi, there's no question. Like Rabbi Shimon, you're part because Melacha Shein Tzirich L'Guf. It's not for the purpose on the Mishkan. But like Rabbi Yehuda, the Obsik Reisha is Chayev. So here, it's true you did it for harvest, but you're also doing it. It's also beneficial to you to be Miyapa the Karka. So I can't say it's only a secondary Kavana. It's an equal Kavana. Only if we don't hold the concept Obsik Reisha, then we can say, well, your primary kavana was to harvest. Your secondary kavana is to beautify or weed. Do I look at your secondary kavana besides your first primary kavana? Like Rabbi Yehuda, it would be both. I think that's the way to learn our sugya. So in any event, Amrei Mona, Ramona said, Milan the Rabbana, the words of the rabbis, Misael Rabbi Yossi. Although it sounds here like we're really, the rabbis, they were not inclined to say like Rabbi Shimon, because here they said quite clearly that we have a question which only applies to Rabbi Yehuda, that you should be chayev two, one for harvesting and the other for beautifying your land. Rabbi Shimon, you can't be chayev for beautifying your land. So it's mokshin and tzulugufa in the Mishkan. They didn't beautify any land. They couldn't care less about what grew in the midbar or not. So therefore, the Chorot sounds like we only hold like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, the question we're back to is how come our Mishnah could allow the guy to dig in order to get for Kitzli Adam, unless you said he was doing the Shinu. But now the Yerushalmi comes along and says, you know what? Amrei Mona Milan Rabbanan Misayin Rabbi Yossi. There's a riot from the rabbis, and these rabbis, I should stress, are Rabbi Yochanan and his friends, the Amoraim. There's a riot from the rabbis for Rabbi Yossi that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that Melach Shein Tzirich L'Gufa is Bater. Dam Rabbi Chiyah B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiyah is the name Rabbi Yochanan. Dag, should be Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba probably, Bar Ba. A fish which you squeeze, im legufo, if you squeeze it in order to remove its liquid, potter, they're exempt. Im lahotzi tzir, if you're going to say that you're doing it, however, to get out the brine, then harei zechayev. Now, why? Because you take out the brine from the fish, that's dosh. Because the brine was absorbed in the fish in a solid, and now you made a liquid again. So if you're doing it for the fish, in other words, to squeeze out from the fish the bad liquid, so then that's okay. But you're not trying to create a liquid, you're trying to get rid of a liquid. But if you're trying to create a liquid from a solid, that's the Isser of Tosh. Now we see clearly, it's got to be going like Rabbi Shimon. Because Vafilu Tamar Rabbi Shimoni, you must say this great Rabbi Shimon. Again, the language Vafilu Tamar is funny and doesn't fit in very well. But it means it's gotta be Rabbi Shimon. We're on Rabbanan, because like Rabbanan, we come Rabbi Sochan, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since he's Mechayim Lachosh and Tzich Legufa. The bottom line is here: you squeezed out brine from fish. So what does it matter what your intent was? Whether your intent was for the fish, your intent was for the brine. The bottom line is you squeezed. It should be the raisa. Rabbi Abu Moshe Rabbanan Taman Zosameres. Now getting back to our Mishnah. So till now he proved our Mishnah should be going like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Yochanan also holds Rabbi Shimon that melacha shein tzich legufa is potter. And if it's possible, that's why you're allowed to get the dirt for kisui adam even on yontif. However, says Gemara, getting back to our Mishnah, Rabbi Avun Rishen Rabbanan Tamon says zosa meres shein efer kir muchon ela mitzvah. Our Mishnah says that you can use the ashes from a stove to cover to make kisui adam. Now, why is it specifically mentioned kisui adam? Why does it not mention anything else? So it must be that efer kira, the dirt in the oven, the ashes in the oven are only designated for the purpose of mitzvah, not for anything else. Amrei Mona, Ramona said b'shlulichino. That's all if you didn't designate it explicitly. But if you designated the Efer Kira for anything, Mechasi Bo, you'll have to cover with it here. The Korban Eda and the manuscripts say, Tsoa Umitzvah. Tsoa, they throw in the word Tsoa. You can even cover your excrement with it. You don't have to look for a mitzvah what to do with it. Vasaki Dom Rabbi Simi, and that's close like Rabbi Simi said, Dorash Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Achim said, name Rabbi Yudah. So you prepared your ashes for a mitzvah, chasibo mitzvah, you can only use it for the purpose of mitzvah. So if you prepared it even for the purpose of covering excrement, chasibo mitzvah, then you can use it for the purpose of covering excrement as well. Rabbi Yosef Rabun Omar, Rabbi Yosef Rabun said, Ispaugun. It's a machlokus. Now, what the machlokus is, the mechamayim, the orach hashulchan, and the Yerushalmi says, the machlokus is when you prepared your ashes, stop. You didn't specify what you're doing it for. You said, I'm preparing my ashes. What does that include? Rabbi Zayin, Rabbi Abba Yosef argued, Chadamar Yeshal Chen Litzor, one said it's as if you prepared explicitly for X-Men, you use a cover X-Men. Chadamar Chonamar, the other said, Ain't Chen Litzor. So he's not prepared to use the cover X-Men unless you explicitly designate for that purpose, because that purpose is so rare and disgusting, because you usually just go to an outhouse, that we can't say it was prepared for that purpose unless you explicitly designate for that purpose. So a person who said that unless you explicitly designated, the ashes cannot be used for excrement, he asked the man who says they can. He asked, "V'yichasabos a koi." This is a very interesting question. You know, a koi, we don't know exactly what a koi is. It's a buffalo or something like that, and it's a safik chaya, safik behema. Okay, you don't know if it's a chaya or if it's a behema. Chaya is chaya because you're a deer. chayim kisudan. Behemos, cows are not. So you shech the koi. We don't know if it's chayim kisudan or not. So we have aloch not to shech the koi on Shabbos. So the question which this mandomer is asking, why not? Because you don't have afer. So designate afer stam, you know, without attribution. Don't say it's for a koi. Say the afer is for any purpose, and it just like it works for excrement, should be able to work to cover the koi's blood misafik, right? So v'chasabos a koi. So it says more armor lace. He said koi derech miyodam litos bo. The reason why I don't let you do kisei adam on a koi on yontif is not because we can't find the dirt, the ashes for it. You can designate the ashes for it before yontif. It's because we're afraid if we allow people to eat the do kisei adam on the koi. They're going to say, ah, must be that the koi is a chaya. And there's a certain kula by chaya, which is not by behemoth, that you can eat the chelav of a chaya, which you can't eat by behemoth. So if we allow to, we're afraid he's going to start eating the chelav of a chaya. Okay? Now, so, however, ain't there me on the chasis bar. If you let a person cover excrement with stam dirt, so what mistake are people going to make as a result? Certainly no severe mistake. So he said, if that's the case, if you're afraid for mistakes, so if that's the case, why did Beis Hillel, allow you? But Yevin, they said, don't check unless you have dirt. But Yevin, if you have dirt, so you can use a pick, which is in the ground and pick up some dirt, nor do kisei adam. Why you allow that? People might then come and say, well, if I can do that, I can even dig holes for get dirt for kisei adam. But Tanik, and furthermore, a similar question, if you have dirt which is prepared to plaster your roof, seed or lime to plaster your house, you do kisei adam with it on yontif. So, is Tani Tani. There is a price which holds a mechassin. Rabbi Yossi Berabum Mishir Mechassin said, Mandamar Mechassin Shiova. That he who said you are allowed to use it is B'diavid. Once you're ready to shecht, you have no alternative. Mandamar A Mechassin said you shouldn't use it to do Kisadab. The Boy Shalom Tchil is only if you come to ask Katchil what you should do or not, so then we tell you not to do it. But here too we see B'diavid, you're allowed to use whatever dirt you have prepared for kisei adam. If that's the case, so then, why do we allow you to do that? You might come to do nisad araisa, like digging up dirt in order to get dirt for kisei adam. So the Gemara ends with a question here, which Gemara never resolves. The Gemara is saying that if you're afraid that by koi, if we allow you to do the kisei adam misafek with prepared dirt, you might come to Yimati the Chelev, so we should never allow you to do any Kisui Adam on Yontif, lest you come, in fact, use a pick and actually dig out something on Yontif itself. Tan Rabbi Yisirman. Now, getting back to the Koi. Koi and Mechassim Domo. Rabbi Yisirman gave an alternative why we don't cover the blood of a Koi, not because of the Chelev issue, but because of another issue. We command Neshu Sofik, because Koi is a Sofik where it's a higher behavior. And we say like this, very interesting Kavachomer. Ma im Mila, a Bris Mila, Sheva Doya Doicha Shabbos. If it's definitely time to do the Bris Mila on Shabbos, it pushes off Shabbos. Ain't Sveka Doicha Yontem. However, it's a Sofik whether it's the right time or not, it's not even Doicha Yontem, right? It doesn't even push off Yontem. Kisu Edam, Shame by the Shabbos, Kisadam, which never, even if it's your Vahdai, have to Kisadam, because definitely a behemoth, definitely a Chai or an Oaf, it still doesn't push off Shabbos, right? That Dinu Shaloit Chesfekos Yontev, it certainly doesn't push off Yontev. So we see, he made a Kavachomer teaches that Sofik Kisadam inherent in Koi doesn't push off Yontev. Says more. Wait a minute. You said Kisadam Shein Vadoi Doiches Shabbos, right? It certainly is not Doiches Shabbos. How did you get the kisei adam on Shabbos anyway? Can't check on Shabbos. Where's the kisei adam? Rabbi Yossi Amar Lostam. Rabbi Yossi said, without attribution, Rabbi Yossi Mumashem, Rabbi Yochanan said, B'shoichet l'choyla. No, when you have to slaughter for a sick person on Shabbos, you don't do kisei adam, even after you are allowed to do shechita. So that's why we have a kav chomer. If you don't do kisei adam, you are allowed to shecht on Shabbos. So if milah, which you're allowed to do on Shabbos, you don't do suffik milah on Shabbos, so shechita, which kisei adam, which we don't allow you to do on Shabbos, even if you did check for some reason, so you certainly can't do a suffik of it on Yontif. So says Gemara, Amr lo, they said, no, I don't like that svara. Vereshover bigvulim tochiach. Let me prove to you from a shofar outside Yerushalayim. Shein vadoi dochus Shabbos. If you have a vadai, it doesn't put on push of Shabbos. I mean, shofar is never dochus Shabbos. We never do shofar on Shabbos, right? Midrabanan. Yet varei sfeiko dochi yontif, but it's suffik pushes off yontif. Suffik chul shofar. Now it says more mas suffik yesha. What suffik you talking about? If it's the sfeik of the yoima, right, because Rosh Hashanah, even Eretz Yisrael is 2 days, right, it's sfeik of the yoima. So you got to think of sfeik of the yoima, that's not a good proof. Because there, you know why it pushes off yontif? Because ma'asavi yisham, yom chol hu yitka, yontif hu yitka. It's either that one day is yontif and one day is chol, right? So the day of yontif, the mitzvah is the tkiyah shofar. The day of a week, there's no iser to do tkiyah shofar at all. So therefore, of course, the suffix is doichi yontif, because the suffix, which is predicated on the assumption that the yontif Hashanah has a mitzvah tkiyah shofar, and if it's not yontif, it's a weekday. But here, I'm talking about a suffix ka, a suffix beim, a suffix chaya. The suffix is nothing to do with the yontif. So how can I be matir? What kind of proof do you want to bring to that, right? So Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chacha said, "Bandregen u'shetaka." Taka Gurai says an andragonus is a suffix. Suffix male, suffix female. He can blow on Rosh Hashanah. What? Hermaphrodite, right. So we can blow on Yontif. So if that's the case, we see a suffix. The Tanakh, we learned that, right? So andragonus motzi is mina, sheino motzi, sheino mina. Andragonus can be motzi, other andragonus, other hermaphrodites. And but he can't be motzi people who are either definite male or definite female. Tumtum, a person who has, we don't know what he is, because his simonim are covered with some flesh. So ena motzi los minav los shena mina, since we don't know what he is, so therefore he can't be motzi anybody, neither other tumtums nor males nor females. Rabbi Yossi boy. So andragonus, we see a suffix pushes off yontif. So here's the boy, imba andragonus shetoka. If you ask me from an andragonus who blows, bedo detani elo tshuva. In that, I have to agree with that which it says in the Brice immediately, that I have no good response. Now, all the mefarshim here ask, and I don't have a good answer for it, why doesn't he have a good response? It's a very simple response. Response is that andragonus is either male or female. Even a female is allowed to blow on Rosh Hashanah. But a koi is either behemah or a chaya. And if it's a behemah, there's no kisei adam at all on yontif. So there's no comparison. By andragonus, mimanashon, it's either male or female. And female, according to Rabbi Yossi, is allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, at least per shush. She has the option. So that's why it could be andragonus pushes off, right, yontif to blow. But by a koi, how can you say it pushes off yontif? A koi, if it's a behemah, it's altogether off the hook. So therefore, it's not allowed to have kisei adam. You can't do kisei adam. That's not even a mitzvah. So therefore, of course, there's not going to be any, of course, no comparison. We're going to allow andragonus blow shofar. We don't allow kisei adam on a koi. So he said, but nevertheless, more doesn't answer that. So on the four things which Rabbi Chia the Great, you say there's no response. Added on another blow to this logic. He said, what did he say? He said, my Milo Shein Tzveiko Teruchas Yontif. Milo, where in the Sopik is not Teruchas Yontif, Vadoya, and should be Ein Vadoya. Ein Vadoya Teruchas Yontif, and it certainly can't be done, even if it's a Vade on the night of Yontif. Spirit Milo always has to be done during the day. Toimer Kisi Adam. Kisi Adam should be Vadoya Teruchas Yontif. Kisi Adam, if you're definitely chai to do so, doicha, it pushes off the night of Yontif, because you even do shechita night, right? Hov v'vadoya doicha sleil Yontif, since it's definite, a definite requirement, if you slaughter a chai overnight, requires you to push off the night of Yontif, dinu shiircha speiko es Yontif. So let it safek push off Yontif itself, you know, during the day of Yontif. Again, we're asking the question, why can't you slaughter a koi and do its kisei adam on Yontif as long as you have offer or afer ready? Look, it's we see if a vadai milo could be a milo is not doiche Yontif, because it's a vadai milo is not doiche the night of Yontif. So Safik Mila is not doicha the day of Yontif. But by Koi, since it's Vadai, by Kisei Adam, since Vadai Kisei Adam does push off the night of Yontif, so therefore a Safik Kisei Adam should at least push off the day of Yontif. So you say again, you are right, your reasoning that Koi should not require Kisei Adam because of a Kal V'Chomer. If you don't do a Mila on Shabbos, if you could do a meal on Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi's reason was, if you do a meal on Shabbos, but you can't do a Safik meal on Yontif, so certainly the Kisei Adam, which you don't do on Shabbos, you should not do a Kisei Adam on a Safik, a Koi, on Yontif. Rabbi Lezer, Benosha, Rabbi Lezer, requires being Dechel, that he's saying, Mila is different. Mila is not Dechel Yontif, because if you have a Mila at night, you never do a Mila at night. So that's why itself is not Doche Yontif, but maybe the Kisei Adam of an animal, which is Doche nighttime, when you have a definite need for it, you can do it at night. Maybe I say that Kisei Adam of Koi should be Doche the day of Yontif as well. So Lamaisa, we don't have a good reason why you don't do the Kisei Adam of Koi and Shab on Yontif. The Kamas. And the bottom line is, it stood just like the older rabbanan asked the Rabbi Yossi from Andreganus, that we see a suffix is doicha yontif. The kashet be a dayon, it was difficult to them. Kain tzarchas rabbanan achros, so too Rabbi Loza, son of Rabbi Akvar, was much later. Moira asked the kasha, and Rabbi Yossi, how come so the kisadam of a koi doesn't push off? Yomtif, the Kash beyond it's difficult for him as well. Now, the truth is, however, we already have an answer on Rav why the Kisei Adam Koi is not Derech Yomtif. The reason was because it was a Gzeira, because we're afraid if we allow you to do Kisei Adam, people are going to think it's a true Chaya, and they're going to come to eat the Chalev of it on Yomtif. You're always going to eat the Chalev of it. Rabbi Yossi wasn't operating from that line of reasoning. Because it was operating from the Kajan, from parallel to Mila. And the Al-Kamaras, there's no comparison. A, because we see a case where Safik is Dechiyanta by Andreganus. B, because Mila is not Dechiyanta by Safik, perhaps because it's not Dechiyanta the nighttime. But Kisadam, which is Dechiyanta the nighttime, perhaps it's Dechiyanta by Safik as well. So therefore, the reasons Rabbi Yossi to extrapolate from Mila is not a valid reason. Now, according to Rabbi Yacha, an Andreganus could be motzi another Andreganus l'chatchila, because Rabbi Yacha holds the suffix is doicha yontif, right? So since the suffix is doicha yontif, so to an Andreganus. Now, according to Rabbi Yesi l'shover, Rabbi Yesi though, however, Rabbi Yesi holds that kisei adam of a chai is not doicha yontif. So therefore, he has told also by Andreganus, L'chatchila, Sofik Shabbi Doich Yotif. So that which it says in Andreganus is Motzius Mino, Vesheino Mino, you have to say it's only is Motzius Mino, other Andreganus is only B'dievet, not L'chatchila, because he holds Sofik is not Doich L'chatchila. Okay. Umodim Shimshoa Bechud Dekar Shoshachar, if you did Shech, Sheyachmar Dekar Yechasa Shefer Kir Muchan, you can use the ashes in a stove. That's true, only by ashes from a fire which was made before Yantav began. But Afer, which was comes from fire burnt on Yantav, lo. You can't use it because that's not no, like Nolad, because it's new ashes. So you can't use them on that Yantav. By Medvarim, also, that's only true, B'shalo Shachat. That's only true, however, the Chazal only were Machmir. Not to use ashes fresh from Yontif when you didn't yet shecht. They said, don't shecht if you don't have ashes from before Yontif began. Only shechat, but if you did shecht already, mutav shito mefer shusak Yontif, it's still better to take ashes from a fire which was the main on Yontif. Now Yaakov definitely has to use the pick, even the pick sticking into the ground, and use those ashes to cover your blood. Chavrai Amrin, the Chevra said, Mishem mitzvahs asay, doichel mitzvahs lo tasay. They said a very interesting thing. They said, you know what? The truth is you're allowed to actually go and dig a hole on Yontif and get out dirt to cover the blood, even though digging holes is a deraisa, like Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not staying either, so I hope you have a minion. Yeah, we built Davin. Okay. What time is Mincha tomorrow? 12:30. Okay. The Chevra said the name of. So they said. So why is it Doicha? Shemitzvah sasei Doicha mitzvah slo sasei. A mitzvah say is doichel mitzvah slos say. We have a say doichel los say. The mitzvah say if kisei dam push off los say of shayyantiv. Yantiv is only nisur malchus. It's not like Shabbos, it's nisur skila, right? So therefore, the say is doichel los say. Now, daitid Rabbi Yehuda do amar mitzvah say doichel mitzvah slos say. Avo pish ena ksuv betzid on nicha. I never heard this principle before, at least I recall. But he holds a say is only doichel los say where the two mitzvahs are next to each other. Actually, it says it's Yerushalmi Chawa, so I have to have seen it already. But it's only where the mitzvahs are written next to each other in the Torah. I mean, it's not only where it's written next to each other in the Torah. But Aldait Rabbi Yossi, do Amar Ho, the Ein mitzvah say, Docha Belosa say, Elin Kein Hoysak Suva Betzida, a mitzvah say is not Docha Losa say, unless it's written next to it. How come this say is Docha Losa say? So it says, Mar, I'll tell you why. This is what we say, Hamaskim mitzvah mimlo gemor. If you start a mitzvah, finish it. So here we say to the guy, you started the mitzvah, since you started the mitzvah, you're allowed to finish it. And what does that mean? So the way I understand it means that you're allowed to shecht on yontif, right? Because shechita is for the purpose of ochel nefesh. Kisei dam is part of the mitzvah of shechita. So that's what you say, is that once you start the mitzvah of shechita, you're allowed to follow through on any aspect of the shechita, right? And you said that, even though it's not directly related to the eating, to the consumption, nevertheless, since you started with the mitzvah of shechita, you're allowed to finish by doing the kisei adam. Okay? Rabbi Zira asked. Now, the next word, it says ka'ara, plate. But it's very difficult. It really should probably be according to this. Most of the Farshim say it should be karka, it should be ground, dirt. Karka shchaka koif. What if a monkey dug out the earth from the ground on Yontif? Can you use it for kisei dam? Or is digging the earth part of the mitzvah? And therefore, since the monkey dug it, it's not good. In other words, you have to have human generated dirt. Mao. One said it's Osir, the Charon Amar, the other said it's Mutter. Man Amar Osir, he who said it's Osir, said it's Nasik Muktzah Shiyavish Lo Yodabo. Just like the Muktzah, you know, the dates and the grapes that you have drying, you didn't know about it. So to here, you didn't know about this dirt, since you didn't know about the story, now let's use it. It's much, but not so much. Now I think about it, it's much, but not so much because you didn't dig it out, but because you weren't aware of it, it remains Muktzah. But you have to miyachid this dirt to use it on Shal Yontif, otherwise it remains mukta. You didn't designate it, so it remains mukta. I was there, but you didn't know about it. It's like the dry grapes, the raisins, and the figs that they don't count since you didn't know about it. Madamar Mutter, he said it's mutter to use Nasakitevo Shatikno Shoge. It's like somebody who had stuff which has to be meiser, which now it's a meiser on Shabbos, or Yontif, but he did it unintentionally, that b'dieved it's mutter. Madamar Mutter, somebody said the one who says mutter to use the dirt, Malish Tamish Agabi Mekoim, can use the whole. So he says, no. Hakacharu Omrim Asulish Tamish Agabi Karka. You're not allowed to use any holes on Shabbos, because, you know, or Yontif, because you might come to smooth them out. To smooth them out is like Choresh, so therefore you're not allowed to use the place where the hole was created, because that's a separate issue of not using ground or dirt, go to the ground on Shabbos, lest you come to smooth it out. Okay, we'll stop here.